Finally, we have the summary reminder, and this is all important, brothers and sisters, in verse 32. These were the families of the sons of Noah according to their generations in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood. Now, what's being noted there, what our attention should be drawn to is this fact. We are all born, ultimately, of one stock. And regardless of whether we descend from the family line of Japheth or Ham or Shem, we are ultimately part of the same family. And ultimately, all of our stories, no matter how different they seem, no matter how different our backgrounds seem, I mean, I come from a different tribal background in one sense. I come from the UK. I don't have a natural affinity with Southern Americans. And yet our destinies were intertwined by God. But more than just intertwined, because my parents brought me over to the United States against my will and planted me in New Jersey. I did not get any say in it. It was entirely their decision. But they're intertwined because we're all of one stock. We're all descendants of Adam and Eve. And we all of us inherited the original sin and fallen nature that the brothers carried with them in the ark. And that is why we fight so much and we are so hateful to one another. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this. One of the blessings that I had as a young man and then occasionally as an older man was to travel throughout the world. I have been to the land occupied by the tribes descended from Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And I have to tell you, as I got off the plane, or in some cases got off the ship, this land is perfect. Here are the perfect sons of Noah who never fight and who are wonderful and who never lie, never steal. The effects of the fall stop at the boundary of their land. And it's not the case that I got off the plane and suddenly found people who were, like the carnivorous barbarians of some sort of terrible fantasy. I have yet to encounter the place that's filled with orcs, for instance, or something like that. No matter where you go, you find that people are fairly different. The governments differ, cultures differ, habits differ, but ultimately, you're dealing with the same people from the same stock, with the same problem, the same sin problems. Now, we talk all the time these days, and it's beginning to drive me. I don't know if it's driving you crazy, but it's driving me nuts. We talk about the various races as though some races are inherently better and some races are inherently worse. Some races are inherently oppressors and some races are inherently oppressed. And then we come up with all sorts of man-made solutions to the lived experience of our fallen nature. And most of them, all they do is they center on exchanging whose foot is on whose neck. Okay, we've had enough of your foot on his neck. We're going to try it around and see if that produces utopia. None of these solutions that men have ever come up with have ever worked, because none of them really address our problem. And that is the problem, not of our melanin content or how we sing or what are, the size of our noses. Our real problem is our sinfulness. And so temporarily changing which set of sinners is in charge doesn't save anyone. And usually the results of that change, the cataclysm, are greater bloodshed and depravity. It never produces heaven on earth. Never. Currently, we are being told far and wide that the world's problem is Japhethness, and that the solution to Japhethness is Hamness. If we can just switch which tribe is in charge or which seems to have the upper hand, everything will be better. But I have to tell you, even if we could do that by waving the magic wand, it wouldn't actually fix anything. Because ultimately, regardless of which brother we trace our bloodline through, our destiny is not dependent upon that brother and his bloodline. Ultimately, our destiny depends on our relationship to one particular descendant of Shem, Jesus of Nazareth. If we know him, we are saved from the judgment our fathers bequeathed to us. And if not, then you and I, brothers, whether we are descendants of Japheth or Ham or Shem, we are ultimately just as cursed as Canaan. ultimately, God will say, if we don't know Jesus, I don't know you. And send us all to the outer darkness, where there is gnashing of teeth and eternal punishment, and we will deserve it. It is only in Jesus Christ that we can actually have true peace, that we can actually have reconciliation. And that is why we're told in Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Jesus sent his disciples out to evangelize not one group, one people, one nation. He sent them out to all the nations, to the farthest corners of the earth, to bring the gospel, that we might be reconciled in him, that our brotherhood, broken by original sin, would be restored in heaven. Now, brothers and sisters, I have to tell you that the closest relationships I have ever had are not dependent upon a brotherhood in blood. They're not dependent on kin. They are dependent upon brotherhood in Christ and the blood of the Lamb. My closest friends, my brothers and sisters, my true brothers and sisters, are my brothers and sisters in Christ, regardless of where they were born or raised or which tribal line they come through. They truly are one in Christ with me. These are the people who I'm not going to merely spend time with in a nation. I'm going to spend eternity with them. There are many brothers and sisters throughout the world dwelling in places I have never been, all the way from Tipperary to Timbuktu, who I will spend eternity with, worshiping the Lamb. On that day, we will have everything in common. We'll have come to that place by different routes, from different descent, but at that moment in time, it won't matter one whit, because all that will matter is that we were saved by the Lamb and made one in him. He is the one who breaks down the middle wall of separation between the nations. All the other systems reinforce and build up the middle wall of separation. Have you noticed how much the world is emphasizing our differences? I hate going into the political realm, but the political, it's like that old saying, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. I am having great difficulty distinguishing between what woke people are saying and what all-out racists are saying. Everything is dependent upon the color of your skin. We must have segregation of the races. That race, because they are of that color, they are bad. This race, because of their color, they are good. It's classical racist lingo, and we're eating it up, and all it's producing is greater hatred and turmoil and division. And the thing that makes me saddest at this point is that it's infecting the church. We are watching after we saw an amazing resegregation, or rather desegregation, I'm so sorry, of the church throughout the 20th century. Now in the 21st century, we are seeing a resegregation. We are actually hearing preachers say, leave loud, no longer be part of multi-ethnic congregations. Leave your white congregation. And white people, you are not welcome in this black congregation, and so on. This is vile. It's sinful. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And what does it produce? Nothing but distrust and guilt. And it's a system that can never, ever produce any sort of real reconciliation. There is no possibility of reconciliation, just endless penance. You whip yourself over there. When can I stop? You can't. Because you'll always be bad. You were born that way. There is no salvation in this system. And the more we adopt it, the more we create this horrific works-based treadmill that will just create resentment and distrust and ultimately drive us away from one another instead of bringing us together in Christ. Brothers and sisters, it is only faith in Jesus that can make the many one. And that is why at the end of time, we are not going to be singing the praises of the fact that we were descended from Shem or Ham or Japheth. We will not be praising our kin. We will be praising Jesus Christ.
And we will be confessing what they sing in Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." Bringing people into the kingdom from wherever they were. "And you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." I look forward to the day when all that will matter is that we were saved by the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, that we were all sinners, all of us doomed to an eternity in hell until the Lord God Almighty sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for people from every race and tribe and tongue, to make them his, equally his. In heaven, there will not be first class, second class, and third class believers. No A class, no B class. All of us will be one in Christ. And what a glorious day that will be. So let's have done with the preaching of political theories that only stir up more hate and bloodshed. And instead, let's concentrate on the preaching of the gospel of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, who does and will reign over every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And let's have done with knees on necks and instead concentrate on making every knee bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. That and that alone will produce the harmony that we so badly need. Let's go before the Lord. God, our Father, we do thank you for the truth that you have given us in your word. I pray now, Lord, that we would turn to Christ, that we would put aside the differences, that have divided us for so long, and that we would confess that ultimately there are only two types of people on the face of the earth, the saved and the unsaved, the descendants or the spiritual descendants of Seth and the spiritual descendants of Cain, and that our calling is to bring as many of the lost into the tribe of the redeemed. Lord, we look forward to that day when we will stand together, no longer self-conscious, no longer divided, and worship together. What a great day that'll be when we all sing Hosanna to the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. May that day come quickly. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.